USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States has seen another record-breaking day with over 66,600 new coronavirus cases, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. That's up from the previous daily record of 63,200 and marks the third time in less than a week the country has hit an all-time high for new confirmed infections. The United States has now seen 3.18 million COVID-19 cases and more than 134,000 deaths due to the virus. Parts of the country are scrambling to shut down once again. Bars, restaurants, and the young have made their way into the crosshairs of governors in southern states where the virus is surging. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster issued an executive order to prohibit the sale of alcoholic beverages after 11 p.m.
This executive order will prohibit the sale of alcoholic beverages at all South Carolina restaurants and bars after 11 p.m.
This is USA Radio News. Hi, I'm John Hunt. Normally, you hear me on USA Radio News telling you stories about other people in the news. Well, now I've written a book about the amazing blessings of my life and how, through miracles, I'm still alive. I'm a 40-year radio host who thought he'd reached the height of his career until tragedy struck. After a severe bout with the flu, I died twice, was revived, and spent 6 days in a coma and started the journey toward a full heart transplant. The book is called My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey and is available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle form. The story takes you through how I got the heart disease, the people that helped me along the way, some crazy stories, and the real life story of the miracles of science as I received the perfect heart match from my donor. I'm now in training for the 2020 Transplant Games in New Jersey. Grab your copy of My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey today at Amazon.com. Thanks, and may your life be filled with all the love and miracles that mine has. A North Carolina state senator says he's tested positive for COVID-19, the first known public case for a General Assembly member. Senator Danny Britt, a Robeson County Republican, said that he's received the positive test yesterday. Britt, an attorney and National Guard officer, was on the Senate floor earlier this week as the chamber debated bills and cast votes. The full legislature isn't expected to return to work now until September. Nationwide, at least 75 legislatures in 28 states have tested positive for the coronavirus since the start of the outbreak. Five people are dead and more than 40 have been arrested after an early morning hostage situation at a long-troubled church near Johannesburg, South Africa. A statement said police and military responded to reports of a shooting at the International Pentecostal Holiness Church, where they found four people shot and burned to death in a car and a security guard shot in a different car. Six other people were injured. Police say they rescued men, women, and children who had been held hostage and appeared to be living at the church. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Colleges and universities are making more plans for the fall, and USA's Kenneth Burns says one school in Corona hotspot state is ready to go.
One of the largest public universities in the country is preparing for reopening. The University of Central Florida has reduced class sizes, arranged for on-campus students to have their own single room, and put a majority of classes online. Amanda Groff, an archaeology professor, told ABC News she has shifted her approach.
I would typically have students come out into the field and learn how to draw an excavation unit. I can't have them do that now. So what I have them do is draw the dirty dishes in their sink.
The preparations come as coronavirus cases in Florida have surged. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Hockey became the latest sport to finalize a return during the global pandemic after NHL owners and players approved an agreement to resume the season. Games are scheduled to begin August 1st in Toronto and Edmonton, Alberta, with coronavirus cases in the United States pushing the league into Canada for the summer and the fall until the Stanley Cup is awarded in late September or early October. Training camps open across North America on Monday, which is also the deadline for players to opt out of participating with no penalty. Minnesota's Zach Parise earlier this week said he doesn't think a lot of players will choose not to play, but hours after the agreement was reached, Calgary defenseman Travis Hamonic became the first player to publicly opt out, citing family reasons. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.